Extra value meals are back. That means 10 tender juicy McNuggets and medium fries and a drink are just $8. Only at McDonald's.
For limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Today's episode brought to you by rats.
I love it. Wait, was it real? Like, actually
no,
rat
it just
related?
Made me feel like a rat girl.
Okay,
so
tell me more.
If you watch the video, you probably didn't notice, but I'm in a different chair. Like, my other chairs were, like, hot pink, and they are bar stools, so, like, they don't have wheels on the bottom or anything like that, and I kind of just like a wheel on my chair, you know what I mean? So this chair was, like, my teacher chair in my classroom that's been sitting in my garage, and so today, because I told you, like, oh, I'm just cleaning and packing and doing my thing, I was like, you know what? Let me get that motherfucking chair up there. Because I was like, you've been in the garage for months. You're not doing anything in here. The sign is hung. Everything else was done. I was like, let's get that fucking chair. But I had forgotten that it needed a repair job. This is the rat girl part. It wasn't even that gross from being in my garage. Like, just a little dusty, a little cobwebby. Wiped that down. I have a lot of hair. Like, as many people have noticed, I have very thick hair on my head. It falls out very easily. So I have this horrible habit of just running my fingers through my hair and literally getting, like, a clump, and I'll just throw it on the fucking ground. Like, it's disgusting.
I mean, where else are you going to put it?
So because this was my classroom chair, there was so much hair entangled into the wheels from me throwing it on the ground and then the wheels just, like, spiraling it up that the wheels didn't fucking work. Like, they were so mangled with hair because I've had this chair for like 2 years, like over two classroom years. And so I was like, I see the fucking hair. So I'm like, whatever, I'll just cut it out. And that's when I texted you. I was like, yeah, give me like 15 minutes. I start cutting it and it's not fucking working. So I'm in there. I'm going to have to throw all of this stuff away because it's like contaminated now. The tool lineup we had was like craft scissors, eyelash tweezers, and one of those little eyebrow blades. And I was just fucking going ham, like getting it out like 1 centimeter pieces at a time. It is definitively not all the way out. It's very much improved. Now it can like roll, but you can tell it's still a little fucked up. I think I might need to, like, because I've, like, shredded it to high heaven. I think I need to get that compressed air.
Oh, yeah.
But once I got 4 out of 5 wheels functional, I was like, that's enough. Like, we're good.
Oh, my. Well, your hair is beautiful. This is the price we pay for beauty.
No, like, when people are like, oh, I'm so jealous of your hair, I'm like, well, I just shredded a lot of it from inside an office chair. Have you ever done that? Like, I'm not saying it's not worth it, but most people don't consider that part.
Is that your DIY Baja Blast with simple syrup?
I'm off simple syrup, bitch.
Oh my God.
That was harm reduction. And now we're...
What are we in now? What is
this
that?
This is just zero sugar. No, this is just zero sugar Baja Blast.
Good for you.
How have you guys been?
We've been fine, you know? I'm just like, the internet is a hellscape. And it's been really healthy for me to post and ghost. Like, to post and then just disappear. So yesterday, I'm not mad about it, but I know you guys are going to hear this. Yesterday, somebody from the California Teachers Association wanted to make content with me, and we're in LA.
As they do.
And yeah, and I had been talking to CTA, and I was like, hey, I would love to make content with you. And they were like, well, how much money do you want? And I was like, listen.
$12 million.
I was like, honestly, like, I am largely unable to go to a lot of different events because it's, I don't like to be recognized. I don't like people to know where I live. It like gives me immense anxiety. I don't even like leaving the house most days. That's a whole other issue. But I was like, let me just like donate my time to you guys.
That was
like,
nice of you.
This means a lot to me, and it's how I feel like I can be involved and give back, whatever. So we worked it out. I was like, I love your treasurer. Your treasurer is so cool. Why don't, like, she and I should set up a thing where we hang out and, like, film and whatever, yap and just whatever. So we kind of picked the topics we wanted to talk about. And we picked the day, we picked the time. And she's like, hey, so-and-so is going to come over and shoot some content for us, too. And I was like, okay, amazing. Whatever. And then she has a 2-year-old. And I was like, well, why don't you bring the 2-year-old over too and we can hang? And she was
I have one of those.
Yeah. I was like, if I bring my 2-year-old, I'll probably bring my husband to like follow her around and hang out with her. And I was like, that's totally fine too. Well, yesterday was the day. And thank God I cleaned my house because they roll up and they have the videographer, his assistant, her kid and her husband, which were so, so cool. Everybody was very cool, but it was so
many. It was like a committee.
Fucking people.
Like, yeah.
And they set up a 3-camera shot with like a camera on each of us and microphones and a wide shot and lighting. And like they were doing scenes in my house. And it was so funny because the guy was like at one point, this is reading backyard. And I was like, perfect, because we're in my backyard. And they wanted to go in the she shed, but Jay had slung paint around in there, so it looked like a dump. Like literally it was just
like a literal dump. Even like when most people are like, oh my god, my house is a dump, like yours was like
trash,
like construction material, splattered paint,
yeah,
a feral toddler just biting literally anyone.
And it had like my corner that I film in was clear, but that was it. And I was like, okay, so I had to like get that shit together real quick. It was pandemonium. It was so much more than I thought it was going to be. I was like, and then my babysitter came at one point because I was going to be working on the she shed, but I couldn't because like by the time everybody left, I just sat in the dark for like 2 hours.
Sometimes you have to.
So we got some really great content, but holy shit.
At what cost?
I am still tired from that. I don't know how people actually like make their living shooting and filming and like all kinds of stuff. It reminded me of being on a film set because they like had to switch shots and like set up again. And I was like,
you want to know what I bet it was like, which I haven't lived through, but I am obsessed with.
Mm-hmm.
One of America's greatest television series of all time, the Bethany Frankel spinoff of Real Housewives of New York. Season 1 is Bethany getting married. Seasons 2 and 3 are Bethany ever after. She's living a very similar life. Like, she has a toddler. She has like a staff of 5 people that work out of her home office, and they're filming like 2 television shows at once. And
it's
she's
crowded.
Like always screaming at people, and everyone's like, oh, crazy bitchy Bethany. And I'm like,
she's overstimulated.
She's being so literally. She'll be like in the makeup chair with the toddler having a meeting and they're filming. And I'm like, the fact that she didn't kill all of you.
I know, seriously. Like, count your blessings. And like I said, everybody was very cool. I just was like, whoa. And then I was like, does this camera crew like follow you guys around everywhere? And they were like, no, this is for you. We brought this because you're here. Okay, so today
we're gonna read some submissions. We still have principal icks, baby. We still have them. That was a prompt that y'all really, really ran and went with.
Would you like to read one?
Yeah.
I want to talk about
soon. Like, okay. Just soon. Like, it's literally just like there's so much to say. And like, I just remember in like February when I was like suffering and you were like, I wish we could talk about this on the podcast. And I was like, soon. Mm-hmm. Again, like, and just so y'all know, we can put this out right now. I'm not going to say more than this. Some truly batshit insane shit is happening in my institution of which where I work, both locally and countywide, is what I'll say. And I have plans I cannot talk about because the haters are trying to sabotage me. I'm joking. No one, like, it has nothing to do with me. Like, for once,
It's a TikTok audio.
For once, I'm not at the center of like a shitstorm. There's a shitstorm happening, and I'm like in the town over on my porch being like, oh my God. So I just,
a lot of things are up in the air. A lot of people are moving and shaking. A lot of people have been shaken. We're like there's so much. And I'm just really, we're going to see what happens over the next couple months. And then maybe once some things have happened, I'll give you guys the deets. But just know, like, I've always thought it was unprecedented. It's really truly getting unprecedented, and I'm so happy it's not me. Like, I'm so happy I'm learning about it and not actively living it, which is great.
What I will say is, do not cross redacted. The universe is on her side.
No, like, my therapist, her jaw was on the floor. Like, no one believes me, but like, I am always, the universe is always moving. Like, I hate saying stuff like this because always I get like that Instagram thing where it's like people are trying to check on you whenever I talk like this. But like, the universe is truly moving in ways, and I'm very sensitive to a vibe shift, and I can feel a vibe shift. And I sensed a vibe shift about like 4 or 5 months ago. And I told my therapist and I told you, I said the vibe shifted. I said, yes, the vibe shifted and something big's going to happen. And both of you, well, you were like, you're right. And my therapist was like, if that's how you feel.
Your therapist just hasn't been around for enough of you saying shit like that to be like, never, never doubt it.
Another recent vibe shift I predicted in my old neighborhood where we were originally trying to buy a house, where I was like, the vibe is shifting and a bunch of businesses closed. And in the Facebook groups, everyone was like, this neighborhood's going downhill. And I was like, no, the vibe is shifting. And I wanted to buy a house in that neighborhood. We ended up not being able to find one that we liked. So we bought a house in a different neighborhood. I'm happy. I love our house. Like, I don't care. But like, maybe a couple weeks ago, a lot of those businesses that had closed and like nothing new was going in, which everyone was taking as a really bad sign, we just found out that it was like completely bought and is like being turned into like a bunch of new stuff, and in like a good way. Like, a lot of these buildings were like genuinely dangerous, like they need to be rebuilt. And so like, now property value in that area is probably going to go crazy because it's like being heavily invested into. And I was like, again, the vibe shift. Like, and I knew.
You always know. You always know.
It's called Cassandra's curse. It's fine. Once I learned there was a name for it, it became a lot less annoying.
All right, Taylor Swift. There's a song about that.
This is just a submissions episode, and some of them happen to be Principal X, and this one is a Principal X. My principal is the ick. My principal gave me an ick when she made me move 3 days before first semester was through. Oh, 3 days before the first semester was over. That's worse. I was going to say 3 days before the semester started. Not ideal, but I've heard worse. But before it was over, at least you could use the children as child labor. So she said she had to move due to, quote, security concerns. It's not the moving that gave me the ick. It's the fact that when I asked what the security concern was, she wouldn't say. I love when principals are like, it's a secret. Like, why? You're living it every day. So why would I tell you?
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. You know what I love most about the holidays? Giving gifts. But not just any gifts. Real gifts. Thoughtful gifts. Oh my God, how did you know gifts? That's why I love gift shopping with The Real Real. The Real Real is the most trusted name in authenticated luxury resale. And it's a holiday shopping secret I'm going to let you in on. Whether it's a surprisingly affordable, pristine condition bag for your BFF, a vintage find that's cool enough for the Gen Zer in your life, or even something your impossible to shop for dad will love. Get used to saying, I found it on The Real Real. Seriously, with over 10,000 new arrivals dropping every day from brands like Gucci, Fendi, Prada, Louis Vuitton, Tiffany & Co., and Cartier, there's guaranteed to be something for everyone on your list. Oh, and did I mention everything's up to 90% off retail? Get $25 off your first purchase at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com to get your $25 off. TheRealReal.com.
Spending 10 to 25 minutes talking on the announcements after all the announcements have happened, despite not having a script. So she has a non-consensual podcast, is what I'm hearing.
Literally, like, a captive audience.
You guys are getting that podcast. Bonus points for when she says between each of her points, comes back on multiple times throughout the day, mispronounces a kid's name after claiming to have such good discussions with them, or sings her special songs she wrote just for the school. Stop. It's a variety show, not a podcast. Fails to request help for last minute presentations and then calls you out by name in front of 600 plus people for not having something prepped for her. This lady needs like organization and management training ASAP, because none of this sounds like evil per se. It just is chaotic as fuck, which is like manifesting an evil.
Literally. And I know my mic switched. I don't care. I just threw my microphone.
Perfect.
So this is what I sound like now, everyone.
Welcome.
Welcome. But
this
no.
week's episode is meant to be nostalgic and sound like you're listening to a radio show from the 60s. If you don't like it, that's your fault.
I know that you really hate someone when you're like, and she says too much. Like, you hate her.
And like, I'm not judging you for that because I've been there with so many people. I'm there with like six people right now. But like when... And I'm sorry, if you have never been a stressed out teacher where you're like in a moment where you're overstimulated and then they come over the PA like singing or making an announcement that's already been made or something, like I understand it's irrational to feel this level of anger about someone on a PA system. And I know what I'm about to say is dramatic, but it does feel like I'm being experimented on. Like it feels like a psychological study from the 1940s, like before they had rules about that, where they're like, oh, and then we'll just blast over a loudspeaker every 15 to 20 minutes and then see what that does to them. And then when the kids start to fight each other, everyone's like, that's weird. And I'm like, maybe it's the constant fluorescent lighting, loud bells screaming over a PA. Just a thought. It doesn't exactly make me feel at peace.
No, this just yanked a memory from my memory. In one of the years of my junior high years, the Steelers were in the Super Bowl, and instead of the bell, they changed it to like the Steelers fight song that is like multiple minutes long. It's like, here we go, Steelers, here we go. We had 42 minute periods. They played it like 9 times. And I just feel like if I was a teacher, that would have been it. I would have been like, it's a wrap. It's 2008 or whatever it was. The stock market has crashed and so have I.
It's like, all right, you guys didn't do our retirement matching this year because of the economy. So we just get 10 times a day of this song instead. What I love is this has happened at multiple places I've worked where an administrator will play a song from their phone into the little PA phone system. One time they played... was it 9/11? It was like a patriotic song about something. Was it 9? It might have been 9/11.
Oh my God. So the last bill signing I went to for our governor, Gavin Newsom, I was with his team. And one of the kids, he's not a kid, he's on his staff. They're all Gen Z and like cool. Although he insists he's a millennial. And I'm like, baby, no, you're not.
I thought you meant Gavin Newsom. I was like, no, okay, no. You can't. I know politicians lie, but Jesus fucking Christ.
No, like, no, I'm
at least have
team.
A little respect for me. Gavin Newsom's going to look in my fucking face.
I see Gov for like 5 minutes. I'm just sitting with his cool ass staff the rest of the time. But I was talking to him and he said that the mark of being a millennial is remembering 9/11. And I was like, I don't know if that's true. And he turned around to an intern or something and goes, do you remember 9/11? And I was like, what happened to hello? How are you? Like, it was just the most jarring thing.
Do you remember 9/11?
Do you remember that? And she was like,
do you?
No. Me? Yeah. I was in fourth grade. Mm. The Somerset plane flew over our school before it crashed into the ground.
Oh, right. Because you lived in Pennsylvania.
Middle of nowhere.
This is another principal ick. Firstly, I love you all both. I love you both so much. Thanks. Love you too. Your realness about teaching the good and bad makes me feel so seen, understood, and supported. Now for my principal icks. My first principal ever wrote me up for asking my coworker next door to print something for me since my printer was broken and the school refused to fix it. What the fuck did he even write? How do you like misuse of whatever? Oh my God, today, this is irrelevant, but we had a meeting today and it worked. So a bunch of people are mad that like apparently subs don't get badges anymore, which is like, in my opinion, a massive security gap and very strange. But because of that, some schools will like give you a badge. I just wore my badge from last year. Like they never asked for it back. So this doesn't, it isn't really a problem for me. today we had a meeting and the like sub coordinator was like, a bunch of schools are complaining that you guys are not giving the badges back. And they were like, that is technically an ethics complaint for stealing like district property. And I was like, oh my God, like, are you really going to file an ethics complaint on someone for not returning one of these little like sub for the day badges, which I have never received one. So this is not my circus. But in this meeting, I was like, are they just saying that to scare people into giving them back? I can't imagine. Because like, when I say a badge, it's literally like a little lanyard that some schools create that just have like sub for today since they stopped giving the new subs badges. Like, I was like, it's not like it opens anything. Like, I would get it if it was like a key card where you'd like have to file a police report if that goes missing. But I was like, at the end of the day, this is a laminated piece of paper.
I worked at this education technology company that was very, very anti giving subs badges to the point where we wanted to make like t-shirts and like give them out to subs as like appreciation. And they said, no, it's kind of like a master gave Dobby a sock kind of thing.
Like, what will they ask for next? Health insurance?
No, kind of, actually, because in California, if you have any indication that you are an employee, you can claim like that you're an employee and you're an independent contractor.
Oh.
Some schools had badges and subs really liked it because it's like you feel like an official teacher and people like know who you are. And
it's
people
awkward
are like,
to walk up to a building and be like, what up? Here to watch the kids. Like,
right.
Like, it's incredibly awkward.
Yes. But they didn't want subs to be...
Because then they could go to the government and be like, they gave me a badge. Where are my rights?
Correct. Or they gave me a t-shirt that said their company name on it. Where's my rights?
Yeah. See, where I work, even if you are full-time, you don't have rights. So I'm not... They actually never told me. I filled out a W-2, so I think I am not an independent contractor. They said I'm an employee. They gave me a start date.
It's a big California issue.
Yeah. Here, they're like, you guys having a union is illegal anyway, so we don't give a fuck what you want to call yourselves. Just pay your taxes and leave us alone. This is her second ick. One of my more recent principals never bothered to learn that my teacher bestie and I were two different people, despite having meetings with us together multiple times. I am Drew. I am Danny.
And we are not the same person.
Do you want me to read another one?
Yeah, why the hell not?
This is more like a you react.
I love it. You know what? This is me kicking back. Read to me. Read to me. Everybody over here is just freaking crying. I'm next.
I'll start soon.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a admin woes. All in a district I no longer work for. Superintendent was a, quote, businessman prior to his position as our superintendent. He never worked a day in education in his life. Incredible. Apparently, the board thought his business-savvy expertise would help our economically disadvantaged district. I know you gotta be fucking lying. Like, what the fuck? Spoiler alert, it didn't. Sounds like anyone else we've put into positions of power with the orange emoji. At first, when I opened your email, I thought that was a pumpkin emoji, and I thought this is going to be Halloween. And I was like, ooh, Halloween.
Oh my God, we have to get Halloween submissions.
We do. I'll post that today.
Okay, perfect.
We can do that when I come back. My lovely principal retired. In her place, they hired a man from Detroit whose only experience in education was a dean of students coach type position at a middle school for 2 years. How he got here with no classroom experience, I will never understand. Yeah. And not Detroit catching strays. Like, and from Detroit. Their economy's in shambles ever since the factory shut down.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, he never took the time to learn any staff names. He would sit outside my room for hours doing absolutely nothing but sitting there on his phone. I was at the end of a hall upstairs, so I think he was just hiding. That's so real of him. Did he come to help when students were having meltdowns in the classrooms he was sitting outside of? No, absolutely not. There's so much more wrong with this man than I can even explain. I brought up my concerns in September and October of that year, and what kills me is he's the principal. Like, hiding on your phone being the... And, like, you're the principal. You have the keys to everywhere. I'm confident you could have found a better hiding space. Like, as a sub with no keys, it's hard for me to hide. I'm very visible everywhere I go. You have keys. You're the principal. You could be in, like, a supply closet. You could be in the janitor's cool hiding spot.
You know they got a couple. I brought up my concerns in September and October of that year. No one wanted to take it seriously. The principal couldn't even recall my name after having serious conversations with him. I quit in November with no other job lined up because all of admin was that bad. I thank my lucky stars that any position opened up in a new district the next week and they hired me right away, and I love working there. Been here for about 8 years now. Oh, this is a good vintage story. Now this is the juicy part where I get a little nugget of revenge. Hell yeah. Fast forward a few years and I start dancing at a strip club for extra cash in the summers. I'm obsessed with you. Can I just fucking say, yes, diva. Like, yes. Yes. I was just thinking about, we had a friend who used to be a teacher and then became a stripper on the podcast a while ago. Did we put on the podcast that she was a stripper? We
left
that
so.
In, right? Yeah. She posted, she like doesn't use social media that much, but she posted the other day and I was like, oh my God. Oh, I love a stripper teacher.
That's incredible.
It would be way cooler if you made a living wage doing whichever one of those things you're the most passionate about. But right. This is also cool. Okay, so anyway, I dance far away from where I teach, so no one I know will come in and find out. But guess who does walk in? Mr. Awful Principal. Do you think he remembers me? Not a freaking chance. Especially out of context like that. Like, maybe if he saw you at, like, a school thing, he might, like, it might kick into gear. But, like, at the strip club? No. My man is probably, like, 3 rum and cokes deep. Like, just fucking living.
Literally.
He started telling me how he's a principal, not you, like, being on him, and blah, 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 but now he's in a different district. Anyway, he has no idea who I am, so I played the con job so well. I talked him into giving me so much money without even having to dance much at all. Never mentioned anything to him, but inside I'll always know I got a little bit of reparations from that idiot.
That is incredible.
Incredible. What I hope you did and just didn't mention was then make an anonymous report to his current place of employment that he was at a club and being very inappropriate towards women. And then if he was married, you also told his wife. I hope that you did that and just didn't mention it here, because that could identify who you are if he figures it out. But in my spirit, that's what I'm going to choose to believe.
That is women's empowerment.
No, like that. And I've been the one to say we don't need to be fighting for equality. We need to be fighting for revenge. And you embody that spirit of revenge. It's so
masterful.
Good. It's so, like, I could not have written that better myself. Mm-mm. Where do you dance? We're coming.
We're coming. That's our next meetup. We're actually bringing
at the strip club.
Fans.
No, I'm being dead ass. I don't care if you were at the shittiest strip club in, like, Illinois or Utah, or, like, do they even have strip clubs in Utah? I feel like they would get shot, probably.
Well,
like, speaking of people getting shot in Utah, there's a really good historical drama on Netflix that gets into that. If anyone's...
I thought you were going to bring up Charlie Kirk.
Forgot that happened there. I didn't forget it happened. Hashtag never forget. But I forgot that it was in Utah. So you guys can't say I disrespected it. I said never forget.
You did.
I didn't
you
say
did.
Why I'll never forget.
Where was I? I think I can read one. This is an anonymous principal ick. It says, literally having teachers miss class time because our school's data is so low. And this is an email submission. It says, good afternoon. The first PLC review will take place on Tuesday, September 2nd, with science at 10 a.m. and math at 12 p.m. Oh, we're just listing all the subjects. September 3rd, ELA and social studies. September 4th, CTAE. What the hell's that?
Oh, I think that's like career, technology, art, something. It's like a...
I just read CTE with an extra letter. I was like, the football thing with your brain.
I call it CTEIs, and some people get mad at me for that. But sometimes I see someone, like, whether it's an NFL player on TV, I'm like, ooh.
It's rattling around
in the eyes. Like, you just, there's like a blankness.
And it says, if you're a teacher that's not assigned during this time, we will get coverage for your classroom so you can participate with your content area. My favorite part about this is that they're like, yeah, 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 teaching, whatever, fuck that. We have PLC, and if you can't make PLC, we will make PLC for you. We will
come
anything.
Get you. Like the fucking, like the stage hook from like the 1800s. Yes. Like I imagine someone actively teaching their students and this administrator being like, nope. Like, come here.
No, I said PLC. You're going to collaborate.
I'm trying to think of a pun, you know, where Hillary Clinton was like, how do we get Pokemon to go to the polls? Like that. That is the same vibe I'm getting from that.
I forgot about that. Oh, Hillary.
Wait, there's another one that says annoying email. I was approached by Dr. Principal this morning and asked to create an opening or quick mini lesson on the Trump administration's possible agenda to erase true American history. He stated that he would love to have our students engage in some type of debate on this issue. I know and understand that we are all busy and have our plans locked in and ready to present to our scholars, but please consider the following as a quick opening or closing to your lesson tomorrow or Friday. Read the article in the link and complete the following. Trump, Smithsonian article. Question. Is the Trump administration agenda maneuvering to erase true American history, in all caps? Explain. Notes from the article. The White House conducting review of the Smithsonian Museum to ensure Trump's view of American history. With a partner, develop at least two arguments supporting the administration's actions. Why? What? Okay. With a partner, develop at least two arguments opposing the administration actions. Compare and contrast the importance of primary versus secondary sources. How could either be used to preserve our true American history? Thanks for your attention, guys. I like that they closed this email with the same sign-off that Trump uses on Truth Social. Thank you for your attention to this matter. It says, let me know if you have questions. So why?
It's Hang so on. Close to being good. Like, it's, I was... it's like it's just, you're almost there.
Why are we supporting true American history erasure? Why are we like, so
because that's the ELA standard of support and against.
The devil has enough advocates. Okay, we don't need to make an assignment around
he's notoriously famous for it.
Exactly.
There's like a couple books in the Bible about it. I think I haven't read it. I don't know, it's on my list.
There's a lot of strange capitalization in here, so if we want to go into like ELA standards, perhaps we could start with correcting this email.
And what kills me is I know we already have, like, the plans done. Like, I know your lesson right. plan was already due, but if you could just rearrange it with this.
If you could just switch it to this random thing that I thought of on the toilet at 2 a.m, that would be great.
He's like, that's what I'm feeling right now.
You might think you're feeling something different, but you can be wrong.
You're wrong.
I gotta go to a meeting. I don't know what it's about.
See, this is why, like, I just pulled that out of my head, and that's, like, light work for me. And then
that's
I just
crazy.
Put it back on the floor.
Well, where else are you going to put it?
Probably the trash can.
No. Well, I hope you enjoyed our radio show from the old
Live,
time.
Laugh, and love.
Bye.
Bye.